Oh, pancakes?
Pancakes, yeah.
Have you ever heard people call pancakes anything else?
See, it was pancakes, and I've heard another name for pancakes, but I don't know. I ain't no gingerbread. It was something else.
You ever heard people call them flapjacks?
Flapjacks, yeah, I'll do something.
Okay. What about talking about making bread? Do you know what you put in the, when you make bread, the stuff that you use to make the bread, rise?
I think it's baking soda.
Baking soda.
I think so.
Or sometimes, you know, this you get this at the store and it comes in little packages.
I'm talking self-rising flour.
All right. It's not exactly flour. It comes in a little package, you know. It's brown stuff, you know. You probably have some down at the store.
No, I don't think I know. Talking about to make the bread rise.
Talking about yeast?
Yeast.
That'll make the bread rise too.
Yeast.
Okay. What about, we were talking about what you could eat for breakfast. What are some different ways of cooking eggs that you know about?
You could scramble. Sunny side up. You can have them, you know, fried.
Mm-hmm. What about if you just took the egg and cracked it and let it drop into the boiling water that way? What would you call that? You'd have your eggs what?
Well, you was having it with the yolk showing in the bottom for a fry and showing up. They would call it a sunny side up.
Okay. Have you ever heard of having your eggs poached? Poached eggs?
Poached eggs.
You're not
familiar with that? Yeah, I'm thinking about that. I heard another name for it, but I didn't like it that way. But, okay.
You mentioned the yolk of an egg a minute ago. The two parts of the egg are the yolk and the...
And the... what's this white part?
It's just called that, isn't it? The yolk and the white? What is the color of the yolk?
The yolk is... you know, yellow.
Yellow color. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about when a person's cooking greens? Sometimes they put a piece of salt cured meat in there with the greens, cook it along with the greens.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that's called?
Well,
you say just got a piece of.
You could have a piece of soft pork.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Is that the same thing as fat back?
Yeah, fat back. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about when you cut the side of a hog, you say you've got a side of what?
The side of the hog.
Yeah, what do you call that whole side of meat? Anything in particular?
Half a hog.
Okay. Or what about this kind of meat that you eat that's sliced thin and people eat it for breakfast?
Bacon.
Bacon, mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when you've got just the side, let's say if you've got a whole side of bacon yourself and you're cutting it,
mm-hmm.
What do you call that tough edge of the bacon that you cut off because it's real difficult to eat, it's real difficult to chew?
You call it the hard part. It's got the hard part.
Okay, you ever heard people call it the rind,
the
skin?
Yeah, the skin of it, the heart.
Okay. Talking about something, the other type of meat that you might eat with for breakfast that's real, it comes in patties or links. It's real hot tasting sometimes.
What's that now?
That you might eat for breakfast, it comes in patties or links.
Sausages.
Yeah. Okay. What would you call a man who sells meat? Just sells meat and nothing else. He's the what?
A butcher.
The butcher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat's done what?
It's spoiled.
It's spoiled?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, just get this done and we'll knock off for the day.
Okay.
I know you're probably getting tired.
No, everything's okay.
What about talking about types of meat? When you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?